Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
I have a dream. Martin Luther King Day is coming up on Monday.
Actual birthday is today.
Happy birthday, Dr. King.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and everyone has a dream. That was his famous speech. We want to help you out with that dream you may have.
Mm-hmm.
We've done this in the past, and we've done small dreams. We've done some pretty big dreams. No dream is too big or too small, but we do need you to write us at kidnation.com and let us know what that dream is so that we can try to make that happen for you.
Sure.
It could be anything.
Yeah.
Anything.
It's a dream.
There's no limits to this.
Yeah.
We'll pick some specific ones, and then we'll try to get those going. We've helped somebody start their podcast. We've helped somebody go hunt Bigfoot. They didn't catch him.
Come in and DJ Friday morning for us. Yeah.
Flush the format.
Flush the format for us. Wanted to do that in studio with us.
But please get those in at kidnation.com because we're going to start doing those next week.
In a way, we sort of are granting a wish now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Making a dream come true now because we have, we've been talking about Psycho Shannon. Someone asked her to write a reference letter, a recommendation letter to get a job.
Shannon did that.
And she did it. And she has been harassing this poor person ever since. The boss that will hire this person anyway. So we thought we would write a recommendation letter for a listener. And we took some phone calls yesterday and we decided on Juliana.
Yeah, Juliana Suarez. Her dream is to become a bilingual instructional support teacher.
Wow.
Which is actually a really cool job.
She's working on her master's of speech pathology.
Yeah. Hi, Juliana. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, we're great. Are you nervous to hear the letter that we wrote for you?
I am. I'm really nervous.
Okay, good. Good.
Well, here's the thing. We're writing it for you. It is up to you whether or not you use us or not. You know, mm-hmm.
It's
want to do.
You got to use
this. Oh, she's required by law?
No, she's not.
You are required to use this. And I don't think you'll be disappointed, Juliana.
No.
Here's the thing. We each decided to write a paragraph because Shannon said she Googled something and there's supposed to be like five paragraphs to a referral recommendation letter. We think that's too much. There's four of us. We think four paragraphs is plenty.
Yep.
But the problem is none of us have consulted each other.
No, we just wrote it blank.
Okay.
So some of the information might be redundant.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Might be.
Some might be very serious. Some might be
not serious.
Not so serious.
Why are you looking at me?
But that's okay. But this is the thing, Juliana. We, after we do this, you can just kind of decide that, you know, maybe you can choose which direction or which paragraph you prefer the tone of. And I'll make sure that we collectively, to get rid of the redundancy that we, when the time comes and you need to start sending this out, we'll make sure you have a fluid one.
We got a little bit of background information from you, and then we went on your Facebook and your Instagram or whatever.
We stalked you.
We stalked you a little bit, and boy, you're good looking.
Yeah, you're hot, but I don't know if that always helps to say in the reference letter. I'm sure Al will. Okay.
All right.
So I'm going to start
Kelly,
my paragraph,
first.
And then it'll be followed by JC.
I'll go second.
Big Al, and Jenna's going to give you the big closer,
finale.
Big finish.
Big finale.
All right.
Even though I didn't know I was doing the big finish, but okay.
Juliana Suarez, are you ready for your reference letter?
I am ready.
Okay.
Okay. To whom it may concern.
Mm-hmm. Good start.
I cannot recommend Juliana Suarez for the position of bilingual instructional support teacher highly enough. In the time that I have known her, Juliana has shown herself to be self-motivated, enthusiastic, and passionate about working with the students she hopes to teach in your school. When Juliana made the decision to improve her own life by working to obtain her master's degree in speech pathology, she chose a field that allows her to improve the lives of young, challenged students, giving them the hope of a much brighter future. It's my honor to recommend her for this position.
Wow.
Hello,
whom it may concern.
Good start, Kelly.
Hello, yeah, whom?
You continue. You don't know.
You don't.
No, hello, whom it may concern. Welcome to paragraph two of the letter.
Yeah, you gotta. Like, I'm gonna edit out my intro too. Okay?
I will too.
Okay.
My name is JC Chavez. Don't be alarmed. Juliana Suarez is not related to Luis Suarez, so there will be no biting. That's a soccer joke.
Well, they have to watch a lot of football to understand that reference.
My friend Juliana hails from Colombia. Now, Colombia is known for their beautiful people. At least that's what a bunch of dudes have told me.
Mm-hmm.
And Juliana happens to fit that description, not just on the outside, but on the inside as well. As a young boy, I moved to this country from Mexico, and I had no idea how to speak English. If it were not for my bilingual aide at my elementary school, I would have been lost. My bilingual aide's name was Mrs. Martin. I was 8 years old the last time I saw her.
You're recommending Martin or Juliana for
no,
the job?
No, listen. Listen. Because we moved away, I was not able to see her again. But she is the only one I remember from that time of my life. She made me so comfortable and had an impact that lasted a lifetime. And I believe that Juliana has the same attributes. She has clearly made it her life goal to teach young people. I mean, just visit her Facebook page. While most people like pages of rappers, actors, models, TV shows, etc., Juliana likes anything and everything having to do with teaching. She is caring, warm, approachable, and educated. Most importantly, she understands and has been through what her students will be going through.
Oh, my God.
And she is bilingual. I think that's important.
Shannon.
All right.
One paragraph. It was supposed to be one paragraph.
Just as long as yours. You kept
no, are you
interrupting
kidding me?
No just
way
as long as
I
yours.
I see yours. It's like a page. No way. Okay.
Mine's that little right there. Look. Boom. One, two,
you
three,
think
four,
yours
five,
was
six,
just
seven,
as long
eight,
as mine.
9, 10, 11, 12 lines.
All right, here we go. Continue.
Thank you.
Two paragraphs. Okay.
Let's be honest here. This girl is not only smart and ambitious, she is super hot. And we have super hot going for you. Do you really even need smart and ambitious? No. So that is a bonus. Did we mention that she is from Colombia? Do you realize how many of the past winners of the Miss Universe pageants have been from Colombia? Do you realize how hard it must be to pick a winner out of all the hot women in Colombia to be Miss Colombia? I don't know about you, but I have spent countless hours on ColombianBrides.com, and 90% of the women on there are hot. And in this visual world we live in, looks count for a lot. What better candidate for a job like this, speech pathologist, than a hot woman that makes you want to say, bobbity, 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 every time you look at her? If a person can form a complete sentence after seeing her, her job is well done. Take a note from pharmaceutical companies, advertising firms, and beer distributors. Hire hot. If you don't hire her, I will.
I don't think you realize yours was just as long.
No.
No.
Kelly.
Mine really was not.
I'll tell you right now, Kelly, what I'm about to read as the final paragraph is the same length as Kelly's. Your guys'
and song. We took it seriously because we really want her to be hired.
I took it seriously.
Bobbity, 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 bobbity. How do you
if
spell
you don't
that?
Hire A, B. Oh, okay.
I put personal experience worse in mine.
Okay.
How important it is for bilingual aid to be a part of somebody's
what's your
life
favorite paragraph so far, Juliana?
I would say Kelly's because
she really wants the job.
I love all of the other ones, but if I mention hot on a reference letter, I don't think I would get hired.
Yeah. I didn't say hot. I said
how about extremely attractive?
Yeah.
Sometimes hotness can actually be a disservice when
I'm just
you know,
speaking,
a principal's
I'm just speaking
hiring
the truth.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Jenna.
Can I do my closing paragraph?
Sure.
Okay. A passionate teacher has the ability to change the world one young mind at a time. And Juliana is Juliana is the kind of teacher I wish I had when I was in school. Juliana has an appetite for disseminating knowledge that extends past the classroom. Juliana creates her own original materials for her students that she also shares with other teachers throughout the bilingual global community. She would be an asset to your faculty, and I am confident she will be the kind of teacher your students will never forget.
Yours
okay,
way
so
shorter.
Why don't we just go with perfect me and Jenna and you guys. Thank you for your contribution. Perfect. It was much appreciated.
Obviously, some of it was joking from Al.
Well,
you know, all of it.
All I'm saying is I was just speaking the truth.
All right, of it
Juliana
was joking.
I love them all.
You love them all? They're both
but
equally as well?
Maybe won't use them all.
Maybe, yes. Maybe I'll just keep Al myself.
Hey, you know what? It'll make you feel good to read how Al feels about you in the privacy of your own home and not sharing with a future employer.
Right. Well, she's married.
Or your husband.
Well, yeah. Even as a married woman, you like to think, you know, somebody else thinks I'm hot. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. All right.
And we should ask her husband how he feels about Al's
he is not worried.
Constant hitting on
husband
him.
Is not worried.
No, he ain't worried about me. So, Juliana, when is the, do you have a next step? Do you have an interview or do you have,
yes.
When is that?
That's going to be in March after spring break when other openings start coming up at the school district.
And when will you find out if you actually?
March.
When do they let you know if you actually get the position?
Yeah, it's pretty quick.
That's what I don't know. That depends on the interviews and stuff.
And we'll probably and hopefully start teaching the following August, right?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Well,
exciting times, exciting changes coming.
If you need anything else from us, you know, a further detailed letter or.
Al, that's what I told her, that she needs to pick the tone of the paragraph or paragraphs she prefers. And then, you know, Kelly and I will put it together.
Yeah. You let
maybe
us know.
Maybe
we'll
we can make
it.
Like a little video or something.
No,
you know,
it's
a PowerPoint.
Okay. Thank you, Al. Thank you.
You know, testimonial.
I speak on behalf of Juliana. No, thank you.
We, you know,
I
mean, you need us. We're here for you.
Al's a business owner, so he knows what they're looking
for. I know what
for.
It takes to get hired.
I mean, you guys are acting all uppity over there like you know what you're doing.
I'll tell you.
No. But Al over here is the professional.
I'll tell you.
He owns
How many people have y'all hired?
A company.
You hire people to serve beer and clean up vomit off the bathroom floor.
That's right.
That's a little different.
Both very important positions.
Teaching English and doing that go hand in hand.
Yeah.
Yes.
See? Juliana agrees.
Good luck, Juliana. We'll get it to you, and we can't wait to see if it works out.
And we want to make sure.
I know it will.
We're going to follow up and make sure that you get this job.
Oh, yes. I will follow up with you guys and let you know.
All right.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for doing what you're doing, because it really does make an impact on people's lives.
Mm-hmm. Abbity-bobbity-bobbity to you.
Abbity-bobbity-bobbity. What language is that?
I see how you spelled that.
Did you really spell it out?
Yeah.
How do you spell that?
Abbity.
Do you know she did something so cool when I Facebooked her to try and get more info outside of work, which I didn't really want to include, but that's why I said it extends past the classroom. She, and this is so brilliant, she has this website since she makes her own materials, because there's probably not a lot that exists for these bilingual teachers.
Right.
And teachers pay. It's a way for teachers to make money, more money, since they're so underpaid.
Yep.
They pay for these original materials that are shared by other teachers. It's so cool.
It's very entrepreneurial of her.
Yes.
To know that you have an interview in 2 months, you got to be stressed. Y'all stressed out you are before an interview. She's going to be stressed out for 2 months.
I think she's going to do just fine.
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back.
Now, before we get to this Bradley Cooper stuff, we have a poll going up at KidNation.com.
Okay.
My wife mentioned to me that she's thinking about going red in the head.
Uh-huh.
I think she
should. Girls do this sometimes. Red they just decide, I want a big change, and that's when girls want to dye their hair or cut it all off.
New year, new me, so our good people in the back decided to put some red hair on her face, on her head, I mean. And there's two different redheads, I guess. There's the strawberry blonde.
Yeah.
Which is kind of what you have, right, Kelly? You're kind of strawberry-ish.
Mm, Auburn-ish. More Auburn-ish.
And there's a full-on Little Mermaid red.
Yeah.
And then she has her blonde hair.
I think she doesn't need to go so extreme her first time.
I like the super extreme
one.
Yeah,
because there is the way to incorporate red in her blonde.
But maybe you can help us come up with a decision. Yeah, so go to KidNation.com, vote on which one you like the best.
Has she definitely said that she's going to do whatever the listeners and viewers
Not yet.
To do,
I'm trying to talk her into that, Al.
Okay.
But maybe if she sees that a lot of people like a certain one, she'll say, hey, it's not that bad, and I'll
try it.
And
you be honest, now that you've seen what she could look like, you're kind of digging it.
Absolutely.
See?
And the thing is, she could always go back to what she knows works, which is blonde.
Yeah.
I would go for it.
You can color anytime you want.
Absolutely. I might try something new. I might go blonde. Well, we need a blonde up in here.
Why not?
I know. Kelly, why don't you? Someone once told me to go red, and I'm like, well, I can't go red because we already have a red.
Oh, sure you can.
No.
I'm not territorial.
I'm not allowed.
Streaks or highlights.
When I was younger, skunking used to be the rage.
That's a big line down the middle.
Big, blonde, heavy skunking. But my head was, you know, my hair is red, so it wasn't as obvious if it was, like, done on black hair. And it got really, really, really blonde, and it kind of washed me out.
You didn't like it?
I think it washed me out too much.
Okay.
But we'll see. Maybe I will. Why not?
Hey, you're doing tan Thursday, right?
Maybe we'll put
I've not tanned in a while. I'm still paying my monthly membership not to go, like you at the gym.
It's so hard to find the time to spray tan.
In the winter, I don't show my legs. So it's why get tan if I'm not going to be showing
Well, somebody's going to see them, you know what I mean?
No, nobody's seeing them.
Oh,
and
nobody.
Even then, the lights are out.
Hey, there you go. Mm. Lights are all out. Maybe tomorrow when we give the results of Kenzie's hair poll, we can do one with you.
Sure.
We can go full on dark, blonde, or I don't know what that blue color.
Is red my trademark, though?
Yeah,
it is.
Red. It is.
That's your last name.
Have you ever done
Kelly.
Black? I mean, hair.
Jet black.
Well, not jet black, but one time when I was going through the skunking thing, she decided to do a real dark base. We were going to try something new. So it was a dark, dark. I mean, it was a deep, deep auburn that almost looked black before you washed it a few times. And she didn't have time. I was there for hours, and I had to go. And so I said, I have to come back and do the highlights later. And it was extremely dark, and I didn't. I didn't really care for it. But, I mean, I was younger, different time. If it's styled right.
Check it out. Let's take a look at QVC also real quick.
All right.
There's a fashion designer on QVC on there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about a woman's shirt. And she said the green pattern reminded her of what the Earth looks like from the moon.
Okay.
And then this debate happened.
That's such a happy, beautiful, rich experience.
It almost kind of looks like what the Earth looks like when you're a bazillion miles away from the planet moon.
Yes, I just squinted at it.
From the moon, looking back at
it. From the planet moon. From the planet moon.
Isn't the moon a star?
The moon is a planet, darling.
The sun is a star. Is the moon really a planet?
The moon is a planet.
Don't
honey.
Look at me like that. The sun is
a
star.
It's a planet.
Is the sun not a star?
I don't know what the sun
is. The sun is a star, isn't it?
The sun is.
The sun is a star. The moon is not
a
planet.
The moon is a planet.
I knew it.
Excuse
you were trying
me?
To take me down that road.
Wait,
the moon is not a planet.
Me. Chunky, if you're listening to
this
me, you have
Rosebud.
To Google the moon.
Someone,
okay?
I can guarantee you someone's Googling right now.
The moon is
I knew
such
it was
a, planet.
Not a planet.
I can't even stand it.
The moon is not a planet.
What else is it if it's not a planet?
It is not. I believe it's a star or something.
It's
it is
moon.
Not a
moon.
It's a moon.
The moon.
It's a, well, I was like, now I was curious. I never thought the moon was a planet
it's
either.
It's definitely not
I
a planet.
I knew it wasn't a star, but I never really thought, what is the moon? It's Earth's only natural satellite.
Yeah,
that
orbits around
it.
Earth
they
only.
They call it a satellite. It's a satellite of our planet.
We orbit.
We orbit around the moon?
Planets orbit around
the, yeah.
the moon,
around stars.
Or the moon orbit around the
but
planet.
We orbit around the moon, but doesn't satellites orbit?
Moon
what does the sun do?
Around the sun.
Moon circle planets and planets circle stars.
Right.
Okay.
But what? Okay, wait a minute.
Oh
so there's
God.
Like eight planets, right? Or 10. Something like that.
Uh-huh. There's probably planets even further away
well,
that
right.
we've never
there's,
discovered.
There's like a top 10. There's like a top 8. Like Venus.
Didn't they get rid of one of them? They said Pluto.
Uranus.
Was it like Pluto? They said wasn't even big enough to be considered.
Yeah, so Pluto's not a planet anymore.
Well, how can they just decide that?
Mars and Jupiter.
Mars is a planet. If the moon was a planet, it would be part of the planets. And so we don't talk about the moon.
So if you're on Mars, you can't see the moon?
No, if you're on Mars, probably not because the moon is really small. Right?
Mars.
So you could probably see, we can barely see Mars from Earth.
Oh, so Mars is
sometimes
small. Mars is small. Moon's big. I see the moon all the time. Moon's
see,
pretty
I thought,
big.
But it's not bigger than Earth.
It's like bigger than Africa. I mean, it's big.
I thought the moon revolved around the Earth. That's not true.
Yeah.
It's a satellite.
It goes around Earth.
I thought you just said the Earth revolved around the moon.
We don't.
But what are the...
Because then that way we would be going around the moon and then going around the sun.
Yeah.
And then we're going around too many things.
And
okay,
then when you take a long flight, like because of the Earth and the way the Earth rotates, I got another argument with my girlfriend about this.
Because I'm high!
So like if you're shooting for something that's like right in front of you, when you take that flight, you have to shoot way over here to the right. Because the way the
trajectory.
Earth is rotating, by the time the plane gets there, the Earth will have rotated and wherever you're going, let's say if you're going to Seattle, well, probably further than that, it will have rotated over there to where you're shooting for. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't.
The thing
no,
is,
but
it's
we're
neither.
In the gravitational
the moon,
pull once you're inside.
I'm like Googling it. I mean, the moon, if you really want to classify it, the moon is a moon. That's what
yeah, it's
saying.
A moon.
The moon
it's
is a moon.
A moon
but there's
it's
other
a,
moons
it,
beside
it's
the moon.
It's a satellite. Yeah.
There's
the
moon, other
moons.
Yeah.
Exactly.
There's
exactly.
Other moons
so moons are just a thing, a class of themselves.
Right.
Yeah, moons are moons.
It's a moon.
So the thing on top of my house, that's a satellite. So that's technically as a moon.
No.
Satellite
that's a man-made satellite.
Satellite dish.
Satellite dish.
It's not the
yes.
satellite.
Well, what about
it's the satellite
and that
receiver.
Satellite doesn't.
Or what
yeah.
about people that have cable? They don't have satellite?
No.
No.
See, your dish receives it from the satellite out there. Boom. It's a receiver.
I don't really care.
You have a satellite dish. You don't have a
as
satellite.
As long as it stays there, I don't really care. Mm.
But anyways, we know the moon's not a planet. And that's a fact.
But what
all right.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
And children, stay in school.
Well, how many
and
times?
Retain. That's the thing.
It's
you learn
retaining.
A lot of stuff in school.
I'm sure I learned this in like psychology or.
You may or may not need it in the future, but every once in a while,
yeah.
there will be a conversation that comes up and you don't want to be the dumb one in the room.
Right.
That's
yeah.
why you should go to school.
Yeah, that way you look cool.
A moon's a moon.
Because technically, yesterday was yet another day I did not use algebra in my life. You know? but you do need it.
Sometimes I think you do and are not aware of it.
Yes, you
yeah,
add.
Maybe.
You add
yeah,
every day.
Naturally.
Yeah.
We have Lacey, our phone screener, in studio with us.
Hi, Lacey, phone screener. Happy birthday.
Yeah, how was your birthday yesterday?
Birthday was a birthday. It was kind of awful before I went, but then I had the chance to go out on the red carpet to go talk to Bradley Cooper.
As your birthday present.
As my birthday present out at the American Sniper premiere. He was there for a benefit, so... I got all super dressed up. I put on really dark, a lot of makeup because I was going to be on camera. So, I mean, walking out of my house at 4 o'clock in the afternoon might have looked a little hookerish.
Oh, you look great. We're showing your photo on Kid TV. You look fabulous.
Now, usually at these red carpet things, these premieres, I've been to a couple of them. And it's like all of these radio slash TV slash newspaper people are there and some fans. And you're there with your microphone or your tape recorder in your hand, and you're just trying to get like one or two questions because the stars come down the red carpet.
Boom, boom, boom.
At a time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
But I should have had a backup plan. My only backup plan that I had was my boobs. I put on a really nice bra, and I wasn't showing off too much, but at the same time, I'm like, hey, if I can't drag you in with my questions, maybe I can drag you in with my boobies.
Yeah, maybe he could become a moon and orbit around your Earth.
Maybe. So it was a big and exciting night, and Nick and I were out there, and there was all kind of media out there. And
How many people you think? A couple hundred?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, and a lot of girls were also trying to show off the boobs, I'm sure.
There was a lot of other people with their boobs out there,
so I wasn't
the only one. Dang. I wasn't the hottest one. I'm too old for Bradley Cooper. He dates his girlfriend's like, what, 20, 21?
Yeah, you have to be too young to drink.
Suki Waterhouse or whatever.
Yeah, so I mean, I was saying it was my 27th birthday. I thought that sounded appropriate.
Sounds great.
Yeah, and then Bradley Cooper
walks out onto the red carpet.
Yeah.
Okay, our very own Lacey with Bradley Cooper on the red carpet. Enjoy.
Hey, Bradley Cooper. Hey, Bradley, it's my birthday. Capricorn over here. Mr. Bradley.
Capricorn over here.
Mr. Bradley.
You watch this on Kid TV. You watch all of this magic.
Yeah.
Hey, Bradley, can I talk to you for my birthday?
Give up the birthday.
That was a really good plan.
It was a great plan.
Yeah.
Give up the birthday.
I mean, why give it up?
I would have gone with that.
Yeah.
Gonna have it.
And what happened?
So that was it?
And then what happened?
And that was it. See, the reason I was throwing out the Capricorn thing, he has a January birthday, too. His birthday is January the 5th.
Okay.
And January birthdays suck. Nobody cares. It's a couple of weeks after Christmas.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll have to tell you about the rest of my birthday in a second. But, I mean, it's just awful. So I thought that maybe him and I could bond over, you know, January birthdays. My birthday sucks every single year. Maybe you can make my birthday better.
And
he
right
didn't.
On by.
He completely ignored me. And now that I'm thinking back, I'm like, well, gosh, I should have done something. I should have rushed out to him. Or, no, not that. But, I mean, try to just jump out there and get his attention and start talking to him anyway. But they said he was coming back out. So I didn't do that because I can't ruin my chances.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, I had some great questions. We were going to bond. I had so much stuff, not really to ask him, but more to tell him.
Right.
Because I want to tell him about
that. That's your interview approach. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You tell stuff about yourself.
It didn't work. It didn't work. He didn't care.
I'm
he was
sorry.
Not worried about me at all.
But
those events are difficult.
Man,
they're just kind of a nightmare.
But I tried. I mean,
curse that lives on.
I'm glad that I went because I'm always willing to go out and do that kind of stuff. So I don't feel like it was a waste of time. I was disappointed that I didn't get to talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm always willing to go out there and do that.
Angry.
So, I mean, I spent my entire birthday getting snubbed by Bradley Cooper. But okay,
how many girls can say that though?
That's
how many girls can say I spent my birthday getting snubbed by Bradley Cooper?
He didn't even look at me. I had boobs. He did not look at me.
You were
so
in the same
rude.
Room. You can technically say I spent my weekend, my night with Bradley Cooper. I mean, you were in the same room. You were within like 4 or 5 feet from him.
But the worst part was I was in such a bad mood because this was my first birthday as a married couple.
Yeah.
And my husband already got on my nerves the night before. He kept me up snoring. I'm hitting him. You know, I've got stuff to do tomorrow. You need to shut up. I need to sleep. Nothing. I wake up. There's no card. There's no nothing for me. I come to work. I don't hear anything from him. I'm working all day. I don't get a call, a text, anything from him. Then I see we have a couple of friends on Facebook that has the same birthday as me.
Yeah.
He was on Facebook. Happy birthday in them, but not me.
So I'm sure there was some huge surprise waiting for you.
So after Bradley Cooper snubs you, you get home and then...
Oh, this was actually before then.
Okay.
Because I came home before the interview. So I come home and I'm walking in the house. I'm looking around everywhere. Where's some flowers or a present or something?
Oh, no.
Nothing. I walk in and he goes, happy birthday. That's all it took. I lost it. You're just now telling me happy birthday? You're on Facebook telling our friends happy birthday? I lost it. And we already said, you know, I didn't want anything for my birthday. I had such a fantastic Christmas. So that's fine. I got Taylor Swift tickets for Christmas. So it was fantastic. I didn't want anything.
Well, that's Christmas,
you need to acknowledge my birthday.
Yeah, but Lacey, that's Christmas.
Did he get you a card at least?
While I was gone to Bradley Cooper,
lost it on him.
Yeah.
Ask that, JC.
I'm asking. I'm probing.
Well, no. After I was gone, he did. He went and he got me flowers. He got me a card.
Okay,
he got me a cake. He did ask me, he goes, well, what do you want to do for dinner tonight? Because for some reason, he can never make a decision about dinner. It is always up to me. And so I told him, I said, you need to figure this out. I'm going to be here. Either you can cook something, which means, why don't you go ahead and cook something because you're an idiot. You can cook something or we can go pick up something quickly afterwards because I knew I wasn't going to be home till late. Sure enough, whenever I'm done, calling him at 7:30, which is so late for us, and I still have to drive an hour home.
Right. I say the same thing. That is late for us. I want to eat with the seniors.
Well, 7:30, and then I'm going to be home in an hour. Anyway, whenever I called him, he still says, what do you want to do for dinner tonight?
See, that's
I don't even care anymore.
I'm with you. He really dropped the ball on that. And it makes it even worse. It's like no matter what they do, when you've had to yell at them about it, it's just never as good. It's like, okay, now you got me flowers and a card after I had a meltdown.
But I do appreciate it. And at least he's not that dumb that he was able to figure out after I yelled at him about it that, hey, maybe I do need to do a little something. Let's tell her happy birthday with flowers.
Guy question, though. You've been together for a long time, Lacey.
Yes, we have.
Was he ever super romantic in the past?
No. So what? Marriage doesn't change him?
No. Unfortunately, it makes him worse, I think.
When a man shows you who he is, he's... Yep.
Yeah,
you can't expect anything different.
Yeah, believe him.
But I think I'm easy as far as it comes to that because I don't expect stuff for my birthday. But by not expecting stuff, you can acknowledge my birthday. That's all that I wanted. If I would have had a card in the morning, I would have been fine.
Okay.
If I would have had a happy birthday text, I would have been fine.
Okay. Oh, boy.
My husband hates me. Bradley Cooper ignored me.
Oh, boy.
Sorry.
Man, this is the birthday hangover.
Fellas.
It's always that day when you know your birthday is now 364 days away again.
Yeah,
you have that birthday hangover.
Fellas, don't let this happen to you.
He's got Valentine's Day. He's got to get through now.
Oh, he better make that one legit.
Married Valentine's Day. Now, just real quick, what did he do last year for Valentine's Day?
Do you remember? I don't even know.
See?
Ask these questions, y'all.
Oh, man. I'm sorry, Lacey, but you know what? You married a nice dude, and he helps the world.
He's the life
of the
party.
He's nice, and he loves me, even though he forgets to show it all the time.
Yeah.
So
that's just a dude thing.
And a tip for the guys, a lot of us girls, it's not that we care a lot about birthdays, but even if we tell you we don't want anything, we might mean it's okay to not give us a present, but that we still want some acknowledgement.
Yeah,
even if
definitely.
We say it's just a birthday, I don't care. We care.
He knows now.
We do. We do care a little bit. So do something.
Lesson learned.
The card he gave me, though, essentially it says, I'm happy when you're happy, so be happy. That's pretty much what the card says.
Oh, no.
We're going to have to sit
down. In some
different
words. No.
Will you guys? Yeah. Because you guys are so much better.
Yeah, right.
What?
Right.
Al and I are on point sometimes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
I do. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Well,
Lacey,
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
But
it just goes to show birthdays are just another day of the week.
Yeah.
And did you at least break him off a little bit for your birthday?
Absolutely not.
Max. No.
It's her birthday, not his.
You got to do that.
Yeah, you do kind of have
to do that.
I love the way you think that's some sort of present.
You got to do that.
For her.
It's your birthday, girl.
Sorry.
It's not his birthday.
You still got to look. Come on. Motivation.
No, Al. He screwed up.
Gosh.
He screwed up.
I'm not rewarding him for anything.
Yeah.
Well, what about rewarding yourself?
Yeah.
Well, that's not
a treat.
Well, she doesn't want that at that moment.
Get a little love treat for your birthday.
Okay, enough of that, Al.
Well, sorry Bradley Cooper snubbed you and you didn't have the best first married birthday.
But next year was going to be great.
He has nowhere to go but up.
Yeah.
See, that's why we do this sometimes. Sometimes we like to have a bar way down here.
Oh, yeah, you put that much thought into it.
So the next time, it's not hard to jump over it.
So next year, whenever I get that happy birthday text,
boom.
I'll just be so happy.
Boom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, here, one thing. Do you remind him your birthday's coming up? Do you drop hints?
I reminded him. I told him I wanted to go to a steak dinner. So I told him this a couple of weeks ago. And I knew we weren't going to do it on my birthday night. But we're going to do it. We are going to go out. We're going to go out on Friday.
That's what he's probably doing.
I think women have to also remember, don't set your man up for failure. Don't test him like that.
Yeah.
To see if he'll remember your anniversary. To see if
we don't test well. We don't test well.
No, don't set yourself.
Some guys.
Just start kind of dropping the hints. Hey, oh, my birthday's next week. I'm so excited. And just leave it at that. At least it reminds him.
Yeah, guys don't pick up on subtlety very well.
Yeah, don't set your man up for failure.
Now, if you're listening, brother, do something cool on Friday for Lacey. It's your time to make up for it.
Do it on Valentine's Day.
No, make up for it.
It's different. That's another holiday you have to celebrate.
Are you good now, Lacey? You're doing?
I'm good.
You feel good
now?
You got
it off.
Thank you for listening.
No, you're welcome, Lacey. And thank you for going out there on your birthday.
Thank you. I'll do it again.
All right, good.
Stellar interview.
Next time we want somebody to be rejected on the red carpet, you're our girl.
You're our girl, Lacey.
Thank you.
Say nice things to Lacey when you call up the show. She'll be back there answering the phones. But real quick, we have to clear something up.
What are we clearing now?
The moon debate.
Oh, yay. Okay.
Kendall, you're a fourth grade science teacher, so you definitely know what the moon's all about.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Please explain.
Yeah. What's up with the moon?
Okay, so the moon is not a planet. It orbits Earth, which is a planet, obviously.
Yeah, it orbits
the Earth. It orbits the Earth. That's why we see different phases of the moon at different times.
Uh-huh.
And the Earth is rotating as it's revolving around the sun, and that's why we have time changes, and that's why we have seasons.
Got it.
Yeah, because our Earth moves and spins on its axis, right?
Kendall, how come the moon is sometimes way bigger than it is in other nights?
Okay, so the sun is reflecting light off the moon. That's why we see it at night.
Yeah.
And so the moon revolves once around the Earth a month. It goes all the way around one time per month.
Oh.
And so... Depending on, so we only see one half of the moon, period. Like, we never see the dark side of the moon at all.
Mm. Ooh, how painful.
Well, if it's dark, we wouldn't know if we saw it anyway, you know?
It's dark.
That's true.
I'm just telling you. I'm not a scientist.
So the moon is not a planet nor a star. It is just
a moon.
It's its own category.
Not a planet or a star, yes.
Now, what does the sun do? Does the sun, like,
that's
move
a superstar,
around?
Isn't it?
Nope, the sun stays put. It stays put, and everything revolves around it.
Yeah, it's burning gas, right?
It's
technically a star, but it's a big old ball of burning gas.
Okay, and so the sun has his homies, our planets that revolve around it, and then there's other suns with their homies, and they have their own planets.
Exactly, and almost every planet has moons that revolve around it as well. Like each planet has. Like at least one moon that revolves around the planet.
Kendall, did you easily understand the Matthew McConaughey hit film Interstellar?
I actually did not see that, unfortunately. My friend saw it, though, and she said it was very interesting.
Well, it'll rock your astronomy world.
I'm really excited to see it.
It'll put you on your astronomy.
How come Phoenix is the only city with its own sun?
Oh, my goodness.
How come? What is the only
thing? Don't pay attention to that, Kendall. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Okay. Jesus.
Sorry.
Thank you for teaching us this morning.
No problem. I just wanted to set the record straight because I was dying listening to that QVC presentation.
Yeah,
yeah, right.
I just had to call.
So we were on the right track. The QVC people were not.
Yes, sure.
Good. All right.
No,
thank you.
They were talking about the moon as a star. No
way.
Not.
Get out of here with that. Kendall, have a great day, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Bye. There we go.
Got that straight.
The moon is a moon.
Yep.
Revolves around the Earth. We already knew that. We just wanted to make sure.
You need verification on that.
Yeah.
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back. The Kid Kratic Morning Show.
You know, we've heard music is very powerful.
Sure.
Because if you listen to a song from when you were in elementary school, it takes you back to that time. Or when you were in high school. Or when you started dating your boyfriend or girlfriend. It takes you to that moment in time. That's how strong music is. It's like almost like a smell. You smell something, it reminds you of your grandma's house. And so when Billboard came out with the 20 best songs of the 2010s so far.
The 2010s.
Yeah, we got excited because we're like, oh, cool, let's go back. It's hard to think about 2010 and 11 and 12 and 13.
Yeah, because you think so recently.
So recent. But
it's going to turn into its own satellite channel, like when you have best of the
80s.
I mean, 90s. You can go back to 20s, 30s, 40s, and then it's going to be, and you have the 2000s and whatnot.
We already have those.
Now it's going to be 2010.
It's nuts. But when I saw this list from Billboard, and I was like, a lot of the songs they came up with, I was like, really?
Like what?
Like there's a song from the Arctic Monkeys on there.
Mm-hmm.
Do I Want to Know? That was number 19 of the 20 best songs of the 2010s.
According to Billboard.
According to Bill.
They don't really explain how they came. This could be one guy who's got an article to write. I've got a deadline. I'm just going to pick 20 songs I really like.
I'll tell you.
It could be as easy as that.
Billboard says, quote, it defined the last 5 years the best.
But according to one man
who
works for Billboard?
Well, it might be radio play, because I will tell you, since I listen to a lot of alt rock, that song was very overplayed.
On alt rock?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when you think of Billboard, you think of like the top 10 songs that are always on the charts.
Sure.
And it's usually the poppy songs, the top 40 songs.
Usually, yeah.
Which, you know, we'll do the top five because those seem to fit pretty well.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Coming in at number five, and I agree with this, Jay-Z and Kanye, Brothers in Paris. I mean, tell me who did not rock out to the song. Even Gwyneth Paltrow.
They played it 11 times at their show in Paris, so yes.
Yeah. Now, Kelly, this one's for you right here, coming in at number four of the top 20 best songs of the 2010s.
I agree with this.
I think it might have been higher. Adele. Rolling in the Deep.
Yeah, you can't do this. Just rap this song.
I think it's one of the best songs ever. Even if you got tired of it.
This could have been number one.
Not according to Billboard.
Not according to Billboard. This song was on it like four different radio stations at one time. You know, if you would switch channels.
Well done song.
Well done song. Well done album. Adele number four.
All right.
Then at three... Love the song as well. Daft Punk. Come on, Get Lucky.
Yep.
Was this 2013, I believe? Or last year? Was it last year? I don't remember.
Yeah, I have to agree with that.
And then...
At least so far in the 2010s.
Yeah, undeniable.
We're getting to the top two songs of the 20 best songs so far in the 2010s. And I agree that they should be in the top 20, but I don't know if they should be this high.
Mm-hmm.
Coming in at number two was Katy Perry, Teenage Dream.
One of my favorite songs ever.
I agree. It's a great song.
You make me feel like I'm living a teenage dream. The way you turn me
on, I can't sleep. Let's run away and die. Now, so far on this list, I haven't heard
happy.
I haven't heard any Taylor Swift. I haven't heard any Biebs. I haven't heard any Bruno Mars.
Out. This will rock your world.
I haven't heard any Nicki Minaj.
Taylor Swift was not on the top 20.
Mm-mm.
That's shocking because she's really had a great few years.
Now you said Nicki Minaj out. She made it on the list at number 11 with Super Bass. So she was on there.
That's a good song.
So we've given you the top five. What else did you say?
I haven't heard any Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga was... she was on the list.
She had Edge of Glory at 13.
Okay.
But a little too low on that list, for these huge artists. But coming in at number one.
I'm surprised Blurred Lines wasn't the Robert Thicke song.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Top 20 best songs of the 2010s so far, according to Billboard. Rihanna, We Found Love. Number one.
The only way I'll give this a little bit of... What do you call it?
Credence
or whatever.
That's a good song.
The word.
Great song.
This has been the generation where the DJ is the star and he allows a big pop star to be on his song.
Yeah.
This isn't really Rihanna's song.
I'm kind of surprised.
This is more about.
Calvin Harris did this, and so I'm surprised Calvin Harris and some of his other originals that he did wasn't on this top 20.
To define this generation in the teens, it has been the decade of the DJ.
Yeah.
So I have to kind of agree with that, only because it's been such a monumental time for DJs.
I'm infuriated looking at this with one thing in particular.
Why?
That this artist, who I think is one of the best in my generation and will continue to prove himself, Bruno Mars.
Not on the list.
Because Locked Out of Heaven is absolutely one of my favorite songs of all time.
Yeah.
Always will be. I absolutely love it. And he's not in the top 20. He's not on the list. Locked Out of Heaven's not there.
I mean,
crazy.
We have a complete list up at KidNation.com. And when you see some of these songs that made the list, you're like, they're good artists. They're good songs. But I wouldn't give them the top 20 so far.
LMFAO ain't on the list.
Yeah.
Macklemore is not on the list.
Yeah, we have a list of the people that did not make the list. Like I said, LMFAO, Party Rock Anthem didn't make the list.
On the list. Not on the top 20. Wow.
Katy Perry... California Girls.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a time when that song was getting so overplayed. Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, Can't Hold Us, didn't make it. Like we said, Taylor Swift not on the list.
Lord
didn't make it. Royals.
I know. That was a very defining song.
Somebody's got to call Billboard and say, like, come on.
It's one dude with a typewriter.
It's some dude named Billboard.
I'm just... Casey Musgraves, you know, great artist, came in at number 12 with that Follow Your Arrow, and I don't even know if I know which song that is.
Yeah.
See, I didn't know Arctic Monkeys. I don't listen to alternative radio. Country people would love that.
Yeah.
That's what, speaking of, no Blake Shelton?
He didn't even make it on the not on list.
And the country artists are dominating. There should be more country.
Or like Lady Antebellum, aren't they everywhere?
They're on this list of number 17, Need You Now. But there should be more country on here, I think.
But you know what song also didn't make it that'll blow our mind? Because it kind of changed radio for a minute when CeeLo came out with the Forget You song.
Mm-hmm.
That's not on the list.
It was shocking. It changed the way. It was shocking.
Yeah. I remember
we all ran in the studio. Kid found this song first amongst us. It was the unedited version. We were in the studio, doubled over laughing. We could not believe what we were hearing.
We're like, there's no way.
Game changer.
We're like, there's no way. It's so throwback with the sound. And you know who helped write the song? Bruno Mars, who again is changing music.
And where is Lil Jon with Turn Down for What?
where
is Psy with Gangnam Style?
Okay, now you're getting carried away.
Unbelievable.
Those are huge songs, though.
Psy?
Huge songs.
It was the most, wasn't it the most downloaded or most watched
video on YouTube?
And what's that other one? The Fox.
What did the Fox say?
Well, okay, we can go.
By the way, that was a Jeopardy question.
What about Carly Rae Jepsen?
Carly Rae came in at number 20.
Call me.
Yeah. Yeah, there should be a poll that they do for these.
And probably more Beyonce should be on the list. She was huge.
And even the Beyonce songs that they put on the list. Huh. Came in at number 8 with Countdown.
All right.
Really?
Well, there you have it.
What about Surfboard?
I don't know about
Surfboard.
It.
The top 20 songs that define the 2010s right there.
We don't agree.
Not really. No.
We don't agree.
No.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Everything is awesome.
Awesome. You know, sometimes you want to complain, but everybody's like, oh, no, you got to stay positive and keep moving forward. So why not just mix the two and complain while maintaining your positivity and keep it awesome?
Just mix in a little bit of sarcasm.
Yeah. It's a sarcastic bit, of course.
Like Marcy. I'm still mad about those strawberries, though.
I know you are, Kelly. I'm sorry.
Like Marcy, when she says, isn't it awesome when you take yourself out to eat on your own birthday, look down under the table at Applebee's, and see, you've been walking around with two totally different shoes on all day long.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I have my buddy Chris Burnett wrote me on Twitter and said, isn't it awesome when you buy a house and then 7 years later you find out your whole house is on someone else's property? Whoa. Isn't that awesome?
Whoa.
Sharing is caring.
Oh, Molly. Molly writes, isn't it awesome when you... Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry. Isn't it awesome when you return boots to Target and the Target guy hands you your underwear from out of the shoebox that apparently your 2-year-old put in there?
That's so awesome.
Isn't that awesome?
Oh, awesome.
Terry said, isn't it awesome when you pick up your daughter from band practice and then run over another kid's instrument? Isn't that awesome?
Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh.
I love that. That's so much fun. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Isn't it awesome? Let's go to the phone.
Chris, go ahead. On this awesome day?
Isn't it awesome that I won $100 off a lottery scratch-off ticket and forgot I put it in my pants and got washed and dried the laundry and it shredded to pieces?
Isn't that awesome? That's awesome!
Oh, of course.
I love throwing away $100.
Oh, it's even worse because it's so exciting when you do a scratch-off and you win like that.
Yeah.
At least you got to feel the excitement, Chris.
Yeah,
you must rather feel that $100 bill.
I'm sorry, buddy. You keep playing, though, okay?
I appreciate it. I will.
Keep playing.
Yeah. That's what they want you to do.
That's going
to
happen again.
Oh, it might, Al. I'll keep it positive. Let's go with Julie on the Isn't It Awesome lines.
Hey, isn't it awesome when you finish an hour-long workout routine with a bunch of hot guys, and afterwards you realize your workout pants have been inside out, and there's, like, this blaring white crotch with your black workout pants?
Yeah!
Isn't that awesome?
Oh, poor thing.
That's so awesome. Because you know what? What's awesome about that? Probably turn them on.
No. I've been there, and it's so awkward when you realize, I've done this, and you're like, how are my workout pants on inside out?
It's color blocking.
Yeah. Can't somebody tell you?
No, it's too embarrassing to tell you.
Right?
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah. If they told you, you wouldn't be on the Isn't It Awesome line.
That's true.
That's true. So there's that.
Yeah, thanks. That's awesome.
Have a great day, Julie.
Thanks.
Keep working out.
Everything is awesome.
Embarrassing.
Oh, man.
Very.
At the gym. Especially now when everybody's gone. It's super crowded. Leah, you're on the Isn't It Awesome lines. Go ahead.
Yeah, isn't it awesome when you have your gallbladder out because two doctors told you needed it, and you go for your follow-up, and they tell you there was nothing wrong with your gallbladder after all?
Oh, that's awesome!
Oh,
isn't that awesome? Yeah, you just have to pay for the surgery.
Yeah.
Golly.
And it's awesome because now you can't eat that many greasy foods because that's what the gallbladder helps with.
Thanks. Sorry, babe.
Yeah.
I manage.
Unnecessary surgery.
My wife had
hers. You don't have a gallbladder?
Had to have it removed.
Kinsey, my wife had hers removed after the pregnancy. Was it after you had a baby, Leah?
I had three kids. The last one was 5 years ago. So
Yeah they you get gallstones usually after pregnancy.
Oh, they hurt.
And I tell you, I had the gallstones removed, and the pain was so bad, I said, I never want to go through that again.
Yeah.
Take my gallbladder out.
Awful.
Yeah.
Mm. And I can eat grease.
You can?
Everybody's different.
They tell you you should have a bathroom nearby
if
you have
you.
Greasy food, like fried anything. Did the doctor tell you that too, Leah?
Did they tell me what?
To stay near a bathroom if you eat, like, fried stuff.
Just stay near a bathroom all the time.
They told me just to kind of, you know, see how my body reacted, but anyway.
Right. Let it go. All the time,
all right. Baby.
Too much
info. Well, at least you got rid of it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thanks, Leah. Have a great day.
I try to live my life like that. Just stay near a bathroom at all times.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too. You never know, you know? That's pretty smart. Let's go to the Isn't It Awesome Teenage Edition with Tamara. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're up, Tamara.
Talk to us, Tamara.
Hi.
Come on.
Isn't it awesome when you're on your way to school and you want to get hyped, but then the song "Takes Me to Church" come on?
I totally get what she's saying. You want you want pump up jams on that car ride to school. Yeah. You don't want the slow depressing stuff.
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
That is pretty funny. Yeah, you're trying to get hyped. Well, have a hype day.
You're a funny girl. I like you.
I like
Tamara.
You
have a future in radio.
Yeah, go to church.
Tamara's official teenager of the show now.
Thanks for calling, babe.
Awesome. I'm trying to get hype for you for school.
That was an awesome. Isn't that awesome?
That is an awesome. Isn't it awesome, Jenna? Let's go with my man, Philip. The Isn't It Awesome lines are in full effect, getting you hype.
Yeah, isn't it awesome when you buy a brand new bed, but couldn't find out your in-laws breaking in for you?
So many questions
here. How'd that happen?
No questions.
Yeah, I have a question.
How do you know that they broke it in for you?
Yeah, how'd you find out?
Because we walked in on them.
Oh, that is even more awesome!
And had you even slept in it yet?
Like one night. For one night, we slept in it.
It's good to go now.
You're in this. Hey, you know, it's awesome to know the love's still there.
That's hilarious.
I guess we all have something to look forward to.
The love's still there. Did you burn the bed, Philip?
No, we just put it in their room.
Congratulations.
Smart man.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.